The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, 3rd Chapter, Text Number 19, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on June 18, 1972, in Los Angeles.
So on the purport on page 153, second paragraph, the camel is a kind of animal which takes pleasure in eating thorns. Similarly, a person who wants to enjoy family life or the worldly life of so-called enjoyment is compared with the camel. Materialistic life is full of thorns, so one should live only by the prescribed method of Vedic regulations just to make the best use of a bad bargain.
If you are passing through thorns, you must be very careful. Otherwise, the thorns will stuck up with your garment and it will be inconvenient. It is said in the Vedas, Kurasya dhara nishita virottaya. Just like we shave with razor. The razor is very sharp. If we can carefully handle the razor, we get our takes very clean, that business is done. But little inattention, immediately cut and there will be blood. Little inattention. That example is here. Kurasya dhara nishita adhattaya durgam patastat kabhayuvadam. The path of salvation is very difficult. Just like we are trying to go back to home, back to Godhead, Krishna, the path is very difficult. Kurasya dhara nishita adhattaya durgam. Durgam means very difficult to pass on. But little attention will save you. Little attention. That I am passing through very dangerous way, so I must be very careful. So, our attention should always be how we are executing our spiritual life. And that is very simple. We observe strictly the regulative principles and chant 16 hours minimum. That will save us. But if we become inattentive to these principles, then there is chance of being pricked by the thorns. There are so many thorns all over. Or the same example, Kurasya dhara, you say, make your face very clean. But little inattention immediately produce blood. You should be very careful. Wow.
Life in the material world is maintained by sucking one's own blood. The central point of attraction for material enjoyment is sex life. To enjoy sex life is to suck one's own blood, and there is not much more to be explained in this connection. The camel also sucks its own blood while chewing the thorny twigs. The thorns that the camel eats cut the tongue of the camel, and so blood begins to flow within the camel's mouth. The thorns, mixed with fresh blood, create a taste for the foolish camel, and so he enjoys the thorn-eating business with false pleasure. Similarly, the great business magnates, industrialists who work very hard to earn money by different ways and questionable means, eat the thorny result of their action mixed up with their own blood. Therefore, the Bhagavatam has situated these diseased fellows along with the camels.
They take risk, so much risk, for earning money and sense enjoyment. The thief, the burglar, they risk their life. They go to steal to a man's house, and it is known that as soon as he is known, he has come the man, the proprietor of the house may immediately shoot him. That risk he takes. So not only the burglars and thieves, every one of us. It is stated, padang padang jad vipadam. In every state there is danger. Every state. we are running on motor cars very fast, 70 miles, 100 miles speed. But any moment there can be great danger. So, actually, there cannot be any peace in material life. That is not possible. Samasitam ji padapallavam pravam. We have to take therefore shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. If we want to be happy, if we want to be peaceful, then this is the only way. And the Sabir Braha Ustakhara. And in the previous verse, King Rama Pasavopare Nakadanti Namehanti. This eating, sleeping, mating. So it is criticized. Do the cats and dogs and the camels, they do not eat? They also eat. They enjoy. The camel is enjoying thorny twigs. His enjoyment, that is his enjoyment. Na khadanti na mehanti. No another enjoyment, sex life, discharge. So there is no mehanti. Again it is described, these are very terse criticism, you see, a fact. A sex enjoyment means you discharge your stamina. Your thing, not others. And it is said by medical science, some pounds of blood makes one drop of stamina. That means, suppose if you allow somebody to take your blood, pounds of blood, would you like to do that? Unless it is, nowadays blood bank thing is going on. But anyone, if he wants to take your blood, he'll protest. But our enjoyment is by giving our own blood. There is a Hindi poet, Din ka dakini, raat ka baghini. Palak palak rahu chuse, duniya sa baura hoke, ghar ghar baghini puse. It is actual for the materialistic person that there is an animal, din ka dakini, and during daytime she is witch. And at night, she is tigress. So, din ka dakini, raat ka baghini. Palak palak rahu chuse, the witches, they also, by their black art, they suck the blood of children. Do you know that? There are witches. You know? I'm asking. Sarup Dhamma. The Kamakha witches, from the black art, that Putana was like that. They suck the blood of children by some mantra. So, din ka dakini, raat ka maghini, it is pointing out to one's wife. During daytime, she is dark in a witches. And at night, she is tigress. So Tulsidas says that Tulsidas' life is very interesting. Therefore, he had very bad experience of his wife. Everyone. So, Baghini, nobody keeps a tigress to suck one's blood. But Tulsidas says, Dunya sab baura hoke. The whole world being mad, they keep one tigress. Palak palak rahuchu se, in every moment, sucking blood. This criticism is for the materialistic person. Those who are spiritually advancing, this criticism does not apply. For materialistic person, this agent of sucking blood is their happiness. That is the real fact. Therefore, the Vedic system of civilization is 75% life of celibacy. In the Brahmachari system, there is no connection with woman. Student life. If one remains brahmachari, he becomes determined. His brain becomes very receptive. Therefore, in the brahmachari system, complete celibacy. No connection with woman. So up to 25 years, if he does not discharge semen, he becomes very stout, strong, and his health is built up for whole life. And he becomes so intelligent that anything he'll hear, he'll remember immediately. Then after brahmachari system, if one cannot remain brahmachari, naisthik brahmachari, then the spiritual master allows him to marry. That is Girastas. So, when one is complete, fit for such life, he begets children, male children. And after 25 years, the child becomes grown up. So he retires. In this way, brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, and sannyas. The whole aim is Vishnu, how to go back to home, back to God. Not like living like these animals. Savir braha ustakhara. Not to live, that is not human life. So, I mean, dependent, unless somebody gives me food, I cannot live, that is the life of a dog. A street dog is never happy. One dog who has got master, he is happy. That is so. Birvaraha, means eating everything, anything, nonsense, eatable. Braha, bir braha, sabir braha. Ustra, ustra means chewing or drinking his own blood, and he thinks it is very tasteful. And similarly, ass, as he's working hard for the washerman, not for himself, and still he thinks he's happy. Therefore, these four nice animals have been exemplified. That is our life. The kurmis are compared with the ass. Big, big businessman, day and night working hard, earning money, not for himself, what he'll eat, two chapatis, that's all little milk and little. Not that he has earned $1,000 every day and he'll eat it. No. He'll eat out of that $1,000, he'll eat 50 cents, and balance will be eaten by others. But he still is working hard. And the example is ass. The ass takes a morsel of grass. It is worth nothing. The ass can get anywhere the morsel of grass. But still he thinks that the washerman is feeding him. So he remains there. In Mexico he found some asses carrying loads. So they're carrying loads, very heavy loads, tons, for that morsel of grass, which he can get anywhere. But he thinks, oh, I'll die. If my master does not give me a morsel of grass, I'll die. So let me remain here and carry all the big loads. Similarly, the kurmis, they remain at home. They think that my wife, my children, my family, without them, I shall die. So I have to work to maintain them, like an ass. That's all. The kurmis, they are working, accumulating bank balance, more. But forgetting the real mission of life. Therefore, ass. Ass means fool. Whenever one man is called your ass, that means he's a fool. So, this human form of life, so valuable to realize Krishna and go back to him, that should be our main business. But these karmis, they do not know what is the mission of this human form of life. They're busy working hard day and night for a morsel of grass. Janamaitanadi griha. There are many other verses. Janamaitanadi griha medi sukham mitucham. So, shastra, intelligence, knowledge, means one should study everything very critically. What is my position? What is my duty? We should not be like the animals. Sabir Brahu Stakkara. Now, we have got our great personalities, leaders. They are praised, eulogized, our these political leaders, or Hitler, or Gandhi, or Churchill, or Nixon. But Shastra says, these leaders, those who are not spiritual leaders, those who cannot give our life, they are worshipped by these classes of animals. These so-called leaders, politicians, they are eulogized very much. By whom? By these class of men. Dogs, camels, asses, and what is the other one? Horse. And this is the verdict of that means one who does not know whom to eulogize, whom to give honor, they give votes to these classes of men without any knowledge of Krishna. They are becoming the great philosophers, leaders, scientists. They have no knowledge of Krishna, no knowledge of God. Still they are leading the society. And who praise them? These class of men. Dogs, hogs, camels and asses. This is the fact. Now you can challenge, you can talk, if it is right or wrong. This is the challenge given by Bhagavata, that persons who have no knowledge of Krishna consciousness, they are praised by these dogs, hogs, camels and asses. This is the challenge. Now how can you refute it? Can you refute it? This is a great challenge. We are not only, we are accepting some rascal as God, as incarnation of God. So who accept this so-called God? These classes of men. These classes of men. Camel, hogs, dogs. So by the vote of camels, dogs, hogs, one cannot become God. That is not possible. God is a different thing. So we should not be misled. If some incarnation come, God, who is accepting these camels, dogs, and hogs and asses. So what is the value? What is the value of their vote? No. Formerly, the votes were taken by highly saintly persons, brahmanas. Just like Pikhu Maharaj's father, Beno Maharaj. He was disapproved by the brahmanas and the saintly persons. And immediately he was dethroned and killed. Not the public vote, not vox populi. Vote should be taken from the highly elevated persons, not from the lower class dogs and asses. What is the value of their vote? What they can select? Vote should be taken just like Krishna. Krishna wanted that Maharaj Yudhishthira should be on the throne. There is both. So, nowadays, both is a franchise. Any common man, any rascal can vote. So how he can elect nice man? That's not possible. Therefore, if you want a real government, who can lead you back to home, back to Godhead, that is perfect God. That is the duty of the God, to see the citizens happy in this life. They have no grievance for their living condition. They are happy. At the same time, they are preparing for going back to home, back to Godhead. That is good government. And the government will simply levy taxes, some or other. Every year the budget is increasing tax. You give us tax and you go to hell. It doesn't matter. You give us tax and the tax is divided among themselves. That is government. Whatever we know in India, the tax collected, 80% is spent among the government servants. This is the position of Kali Yuga. Mlechha rajanna rupinna bhakha shanti prajasarbe. That is predicted in the Srimad Bhagavatam. That in Kali Yuga, the mlechhas, when they rejected from human society, such persons, rogues and fools and rascals, they will take the post of king, Rajanna Rupina. They're unworthy to be kicked, but they will take the post of government, Rajanna Rupina. And what will be their business? Bhakka Shanti Prajasarve. They will eat the citizens. That's a vital force. Vital force, blood sucking, tax. Dudbhikha karapirita. In one side there will be scarcity of supply, in the other side they will be perplexed with tax. These are going to be karapirita. Gacchanti girikananam. And they will give up their homely life and will go to the forest, to the hills. Just like every year you hear, now it is going on just like in Vietnam. The poor people, they are something evacuating this place and evacuating, vacating this place, vacating that place. They are trouble. The politicians, they are making their own plan. And poor people, we have seen when partition was made in India, all poor Hindus and Muslims, they were in trouble. And the leaders, they were in happy mood in their apartment, ordering and eating very nicely, butter and bread. This is why. Therefore, the only opportunity of becoming happy is that you preach this Krishna consciousness movement amongst the people. So, if the people become educated in Krishna consciousness, if they decide that we shall vote for Krishna conscious leader, then they will be happy. Just like Prithu Maharaj, the king, we are discussing. So, the Krishna consciousness movement comprehends all sides of life. It is not that stereotype churchianity, weekly going to the church and come back and do all. No. It is embracing all sides of our life. But the only aim is how to go back to home, back to God. So we have to educate these classes of men, sarir baraha ustrakhara. This class of men, dogs, hogs, camels, and the asses. The world is full of these classes of men. And you have to educate them. Your responsibility is very great. You have to make an ass a devotee, a camel a devotee, a dog a devotee, a hog a devotee. This is your mission.
Next. The ass is another animal who is celebrated as the greatest fool, even amongst the animals. The ass works very hard and carries burdens of the maximum weight without making profit for itself. A footnote. Human life is meant for earning values. This life is called arthadham, or that which can deliver values. And what is the greatest value of life? It is returning home back to Godhead, as indicated in the Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Gita 8:15. One's selfishness must be aimed at the point of going back to Godhead. The ass does not know his self-interest, and it works very hard for others only. Similarly, a person who works very hard for others only, forgetting his personal interest available in the human form of life, is compared to the ass. In the Brahma Vaivarta Purana, it is said, Ashitam chaturashchayava lakshang tang jivajati shu brahma dibhipurushai prapyam manushyam janmapa jajat tadapyapalatam jatukhtesham atmabhimani nam varaka nam anashitya govinda charanadvayam.
This is very important, but you can repeat this one minute. Take it back. asitim chatunam shaiva lakshyantan jiva jatisu brahmadhi purushai praptyam manusyam janmapajaya tadapi aphalatam jata tesham atmabhimanina barakanam anasitya govinda charanantaya. So, asitim means 80. Asitim chaturas. Chaturas means 4. So 84. 80 plus 4 means 84. Lokhyang. Lokhyang means hundreds of thousands. So 84 hundreds of thousands. Asitim chaturang saiva. Lokhyang stan jiva jati. Now jiva jati, this is different species of living entities. Jiva jati. The horse species, the ass species, the dog species, just like devagar species, jivadash. So, in different species of living entities, they are counted 84 hundreds of thousands or 8,400,000. Brahmadvi means transmigrating, wandering, one after another. Jalayanam lukkhani sthavara lukkhumushati. There are 900,000 species within the water. Then trees, plants, in this way passing through different species of life. The living entity, jiva jatisu, jiva jatisu, in different species of life, he is transmitting one after another, one after another. Brahmadhi purusai. Purusa means the living entity. The living entity is described here, purusa, because he wants to enjoy. Purusa is the enjoyer. Actually, enjoyer is Krishna. But we are imitating Krishna. We want to become God. That is the Mayavad philosophy. That is our trouble. I am trying to imitate something which I cannot. Suppose, if I want to be God, is it possible to become God? But they are trying to be. Brahmadbhi purusai. So in this way, for this misunderstanding, he is falsely trying to have happiness through so many species of life. Let me enter this life, let me enter that life, that life, that life, that. In this way, he falls down. He's fallen already from Vaikuntha planet. He's fallen in this material world and he's again trying to make progress. Prapam manusam. In this way, after many, many births, he gets this human form of life. Prapam manusam. Janma purjayat. By the graduation, gradual evolution process. This is real evolution. Not the body is changing. Body is already there. Jiva jati su. The jiva jati species are already there. There is a defect of Darwin's theory. He does not know that the living entity is passing through different types of body, not that the body is changing. The bodies are already there. Brahmadhi prasai prap manusam janma jati su. Janma parjaya. Parjaya means chronological. What is called? One after another?
Sequential.
That's all. Tadapi. Tadapi means that human form of life, apalatam, becomes spoiled. Tadapi. Once missed, again come down. Circle. Circle just like merry-go-round. So you are sometimes very high and immediately low down. So this circle of birth and death in different species of life is going on, and this human form life is a chance. So get out of this cycle of birth and death. It's a chance. It is by nature's arrangement, by Krishna's arrangement, that these living entities who have come here in this material world for false happiness, material happiness, and they are entrapped in this birth and death problem, transmigrating from one type of life to another type of life. Here is a chance for the human being, and Krishna comes to the human being, and here is a chance, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna gives them. So if after reading Bhagavad Gita, on asitta Govinda Charanadam, who is neglecting? His neglect is meant that tesham atma-abhimanam barakanam. Baraka means fools or childs. We are thinking that I am this body. Such fools cannot understand how to surrender to Krishna. Therefore, tadapi aphalatam jata tesham atma-abhimaninam barakanam anasritya, without taking shelter, Govinda charanadam, the lotus feet of Govinda. So, bahunam janmanati, we get this chance, and if we are not educated by our teachers, by our fathers, by our leaders, by our government men, by our gurus, by our relatives, how to accept the lotus feet of Krishna, who is canvassing? Sarva-dharmān parityajya mām ekaṁ saraṇaṁ vraja. Give up all this nonsense engagement, trying to become Krishna, God. Give up this. Surrender unto me. This is education. This is education. The father should give education at home. The leader should give education in institution. The politicians should give education in their assemblies, Congress. The guru should give education how to surrender to Krishna. The father should educate, the mother should educate. Therefore, Bhagavad says, namo chayaja samupitam, guru na sasyat, janani na sasyat, pita na sasyat. There are some negative definition. There are so-called gurus, so-called samis. But Bhagavad says that you should not become a sami or guru, kindly. Don't become. If you cannot save your disciple from the imminent danger of birth and death, guru na sasyat, this is the injunction. No rascal should become a guru unless he can save his disciple from the cycle of birth and death. Or in other words, anyone who wants to become guru, if he cannot teach his disciples how to surrender Govinda Charanadam, on asritya, how to take shelter of the lotus feet of Govinda, he should not become guru. That is cheating. That is cheating. Similarly, one should not become father. That one, the father and mother should have determination that the child I produce I give birth. If I cannot teach him Krishna consciousness and surrender to Krishna, I shall not beget any child. This is real contraception. Not to beget child like cats and dogs. So Bhagavad says, one should not become father, one should not become mother, one should not become relative, one should not become king, one should not become guru, if they cannot save their dependence from the cycle of birth and death. This is the meaning of this verse. Anasitta Govinda Charanadayam Barakanam Atmabhimanina. So, after wandering through these so many species of life, and so dangerous, there are 2 million species of plant life, trees life. Just see, you have to stand for so many years. The great opportunity, this human form of life. Don't waste. Don't become dogs and hogs and asses and camels. Become devotee. Just surrender to Krishna. Make your life successful. Thank you.